Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin with the Hashem Power Award Series Share number 40. When you have to deal with other people being inefficient, be careful not to say anything that would constitute Einoas Dvarim. When someone is not efficient, what's your goal in speaking to that person? You want them to be more efficient. But you can do this in ways that are not insulting to this person, not offensive to this person. Especially when the person realizes that he or she has been inefficient, they'll be grateful for you to be considerate of their feelings. So keep asking yourself, what positive methods can I use? What positive words can I say that will help this person become more efficient? Reb Pliskin says that he knows of an executive of an institution that had a lot of secretaries. When a mistake is made because of inefficiency, he would go to the person involved and say something like this: that someone mailed this letter without a house address. Please find out who sent it and remind the person to be more careful in the future. See, that helps a person save face. And helping a person become more efficient is an act of chesed, but the way you handle that mitzvah is very important. Make sure to do it with a sensitivity and not to be over on Einoas Dvarim. Now, another thing to know is that when a person feels insecure, they may act in a tough way as a self-defense mechanism in order to give others impressions that they're stronger than they really feel. When such a person feels threatened, they'll act with an aggression. In order to show that he or she will not be pushed around, they overreact and harass others. And they bluster and so on, and causes other people to suffer. So when a person realizes that that's a sign of weakness, they'll motivate themselves to work on controlling themselves. So people who act tough because they're insecure, they need to realize that others will resent him or her, ultimately will feel a hatred towards him or her because of their intolerable behavior. The way to feel secure is to master the trait of sincerely loving people, respecting people, caring about their welfare, and that will allow a person to feel positive about themselves, and that will allow a person to enable themselves to receive positive reactions from others. So this is another aside. Don't allow insecurities to cause you to become tough in an unnecessary way or to be over on things in an unnecessary way. Another thing that Einoas Dvarim one has to be careful is when you insinuate something. What does insinuation mean? That's when you imply an insult, even though you didn't say anything that's openly insulting. So you may say, some people have been known to say stupid things, and you're referring to the person you're talking to. When the other person tries to defend himself, the person uses insinuations to get the insult in a self-righteous way. I didn't say you did something stupid. I just said that some people do stupid things. But the bottom line is, it's causing pain in your Ivar Noyas Tavarim by doing things like that. For example, you say that there are individuals who are careless, and you're referring to the person in front of you. Or there's the types of people that are very strange, and you're referring to the type of person in front of you. So whenever you want to correct someone, it's best to have the courage to speak in an open way and in a respectful way. Don't resort to insinuations that cause just irritation and machlokes. Now, if someone's tried to insinuate something towards you, you say, if there's something I did that bothered you, then just please tell me directly what I did so I'll know how to correct it. Here is one thing that's very, very important to know. People tend to insult others that have an emotional pain in them. If someone's suffering emotionally, it is Einoas Dvarim if you make fun of that person because of their emotional reaction. You may think that someone being upset over some loss or insult is immature. But even if it's so, that does not give you the right to add more pain into his suffering. Even if you tell the person not to feel hurt or upset, if you do it in a belittling manner, you're causing that person pain, and you're not helping that person overcome their hurt or their hurt feelings. In other words, don't tell people, oh, stop being upset already. That's very demeaning and degrading to say something like that. Or, I can't believe you would actually be suffering over something trivial like that. That shouldn't bother you. Or get it out of your head. It's a stupid thing to worry about. It's not stupid for an emotionally, someone that's filled with emotional pain. It is not stupid at all. Or someone says to someone else, you're the only person I ever met who would react so emotionally about this matter. When will you stop letting these types of people or types of things affect you? So when someone is suffering emotionally, the first step is not to condemn them, not to imply they're stupid for being upset or anything like that, chas v'shalom, but rather first to empathize their pain. For some people, emotional pain can be more difficult to regulate than physical pain. Then try to help the person master attitudes that will help them alleviate that pain. And if you feel that you're not yet competent to do this, at least don't say anything that would make the situation worse. So never insult, never demean anyone who feels emotional pain. It's such an important aside. Just to mention something about how Rav Moshe treated everyone with respect, no matter what. And in the new biography of Artscroll Rav Moshe, the revised one, someone in page 262 writes, someone has asked Rav Moshe, and what merit did he have to become so revered and respected by all? And he replied, all my life, I never knowingly caused hurt to another human being. So that's the idea of someone like Rav Moshe, who really worked through this in the most unbelievable, beautiful way. So this idea of being sensitive to people. Don't insult people for having emotional pain. Don't to insinuate things against them. Don't try to act tough when you're insecure. Insecurity that leads to toughness does not help anything. It just hurts. And inefficiency of others, the way you handle it, needs to be done with a lot of tact, with a lot of sensitivity, with a lot of nuances, to be very careful. That is why it's so important to work on these concepts of kavod avru b'riyos, of honoring other people, of respecting other people, of understanding the differences between people, and to realize that all creations of Hashem, they're all come from Tzelem Elokim, and we have to treat everyone with respect. Bracha natzlacha.